And joining me once again today, it is Steve Ray. He's begun with us a series on Lent, and we continue that series today. Steve is joining me today to talk to us and help us understand a little bit better the importance of numbers, and more importantly today, how the number 40 is reflected in so many ways, both in our own lives and how we find it in Scripture. Steve, it's always great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us again today. All right, Steve, so let's look back again on 40. And this is not, again, a new number. It's significant. Not for Christ. He just didn't go, okay, I'm going to go out for 40 days. He was following a long lineage of people in the Old Testament who did things for 40 days. And they're used in Scriptures, and you have some associations from Moses, Ezekiel, Jonah. Tell us all the people who've walked 40.
Okay, I will. And before I go through that big list, one of them is Moses. His life is divided up into three sections of 40 years. He was 40 years in Egypt as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. When he was 40 years old, he was chased out into the wilderness, out into the desert, and he became a shepherd for 40 years out. That's where he saw the burning bush as he was out with his flocks and the shepherd in the Sinai wilderness. So the first 40 years is as a prince in Egypt. The next 40 years is as a shepherd in the desert. Then the next 40 years is him leading the people of Israel through the land, through the desert, like Jesus did, bringing them across to the promised land. And that was 120 years old he lived to, divided into sections of 40. Now, Jesus is relating to him in a way. He's showing you that he's the new Moses, because Jesus is the new Moses. If you read the Gospels and Scripture thinking of the old Moses and how Jesus fulfills that and he's the new Moses, even the three times that he responds to the devil's temptation come from the book of Deuteronomy, where he says we should serve no other except the Lord and do not put the Lord to the test. And Deuteronomy 8:3 says you do not live by bread alone. Those are the three passages. When the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus quoted three times from the book of Deuteronomy. Who wrote the book of Deuteronomy? Moses did. And where was he? Out in the wilderness for 40 years. So even when Jesus is quoting these verses, responding to the devil, he is giving you, he's placing himself as the new Moses who's in the wilderness, also quoting Deuteronomy while he's in the desert or in the wilderness. And by the way, when the devil tempts us, it's good to come back at him with Scripture. Jesus gave us that example. So now let's go and look at a few of these where the number 40 is very significant. First of all, the flood and Noah's day. It said the rain lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So that was what? A judgment. There again, we have the flood. The flood is not a happy time. It's not where we're celebrating and having an extra glass of red wine with our dinner or something like that. This is the 40 represents judgment and repentance and suffering and preparing for something. So the first 40 days that we see is the rain coming down while they're in the ark. And by that way, the ark represents the church, and that water represents baptism in a sense. And the white dove overhead, you have water and spirit, and that's how one is born again. This is a picture already in the Old Testament of what born again is, because they came out of the ark, and there's the white dove, and there's a whole new life that started. So then we have the fasting of Moses. He fasted a couple times, 40 is related to him, not only the three sections of 40 for his life, but also he was up on Mount Sinai for 40 days. Eating, not eating or drinking, fasting. And this is when the crazy Israelites built that golden calf. And they started saying, this is the God who brought us up out of Egypt. Moses is, where's he? He's up on the mountain for 40 days. And then 40 days also relates to Moses, because then he's in the wilderness with those people for 40 years. Then we come to Elijah. He's called the father of the prophets. I made a movie about Elijah and Elisha, also about Abraham and Moses. I've made 9 movies all on location about these things. And Elijah and Elisha, we made a movie about him. And he ran for 40 days to Mount Sinai from up in the Samaria area. and he ran, and it says that he didn't eat or drink, or he didn't eat. I don't think it says drink, but he didn't eat for 40 days. He went on the strength of the Lord, and he went to Mount Sinai for, I think, a spiritual retreat. And guess who his retreat master was? It was God himself. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we have the generation of the 40 wilderness wanderings. That's back with Moses. But then Israel was in the hand of the Philistines for 40 years in the book of Judges. And that was also a judgment. God used to put, it says in the book of Judges, three or four times, it's the theme. And then the people did what was right in their own eyes. And then the people did what was right in their own eyes. What happens when people do that? They get sinful. They start to live for the flesh and for themselves and their own selfish ambitions and so on. And then God would have to punish them, and then he'd put them into the hands of one of their enemies, like the Philistines. And then they'd go, "Oh, dear God, we're so sorry." Why? Because this was their wilderness. This was their Lent. They were being punished by God for 40 years, and then they repented and God brought them out of it. And guess what? Then they're all blessed and they got fat and happy again. And then they all got self-absorbed, and they keep going through this cycle. Well, we do that too, and that's why it's good to have Lent come around, because we have our time that we need to repent too. We get fat and happy and lazy and slothful, and it's good for us also. So 40 years of bondage to the Philistines, and then they were freed. Then Ezekiel lies on his side to symbolize the punishment of Judah. You wouldn't have wanted to be a prophet in the Old Testament, because God said, "Ezekiel, I want you to go out in the city in front of everybody and lay on your side for 40 days. Well, what, Lord, can I just have a lounge chair maybe? I have to lay on my side?" But that was for 40 days, and that represented the need of Israel to repent and to be sorry. Jonah, he went and he told Nineveh, after he came back up out of the whale. By the way, Jonah is the number one sign of the resurrection. When you go in the catacombs, and I've been in the catacombs in Rome so many times, the number one image painted in the catacombs is of Jonah spitting, coming out of the whale. Why? Because when you're getting buried, what's on your mind? The resurrection. You know, the early Christians didn't say that they were buried. They were deposited. Why deposited? Because what do you do when you deposit money in a bank? You expect to come back for a withdrawal.
That's right.
They were deposited to come back for a withdrawal. So Jonah is the number one image painted in the catacombs for the early Christians. But he said, unless you repent, these 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. So what were they supposed to do? For 40 days to repent and to fast. See how this theme of 40 days isn't just Jesus in the wilderness.
Right.
This goes on and on. The whole Old Testament is full of it. Now, we're almost done. In the Old Testament, if a Jew broke the law, an Israelite, I should say, and the punishment was to be whipped, they couldn't whip more than 40 stripes. That's why Paul said, "I was whipped 5 times, 40 minus one," because the Jews were afraid that if they counted to 40, hit them with one. Number two, they miscounted and actually did 41. They broke the law. So they only whipped somebody 39 times to make sure they never actually exceeded the limit. But that was 40 stripes was punishment for crimes. So there again, we have 40.
Steve, thanks so much for that understanding. I'm really learning a lot, and I look forward to our next conversation where we take what we've learned so far and now apply it to our journey of these 40 days of Lent. I look forward to talking with you again next week.